Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back, and this is Milo's Internet Marketing.com radio program on TalkZone.com, and we're covering quite a bit today, viral marketing earlier, and printers with Andy and Configure, and now we're going to touch base a little bit for newbies. We're going to talk about some website checks to, when putting together a website and thinking about a website, some things to take quick checks on. Most want to have a clear plan on their website. You need to know about what your website is going to do. For example, are you going to be selling a book, selling somebody else's product? You're going to sell something that people buy into, a newsletter? Are they going to buy into some kind of a membership site? Or is it a blog to build your status? Websites can have more than one purpose, so you need to know what your main goal is, and then you build it accordingly. You also need to write down each page of your website on a pad of paper. And when you, what you want to write down every last page that everyone will see so you have a clear view of what your website's going to look like. Now there's some sites that are called mini sites. That's one whole page where that's all there is one page that tells about your product. You're selling one item. Those of course are the most inexpensive to create if you're selling one item. Just one long page. But if you're selling multiple items, then you're going to have multiple pages. And it's important that on paper you spread out like a big spreadsheet to look at all the different pages and make sure each one has the components that it's supposed to have. When someone buys or opts into your list, you need to have every page laid out for them so it's simple to follow. So what you're doing by laying all that out is making sure you know where everything goes, where everything plugs in. Nothing's worse than, I'm sure you've all been to websites where you don't know what you do next. You don't know where to go. You got lost. You want to go back. You want to find something. You can't find it. So it's so important. It might be clear in your mind, but not in others. And once you lay it all out on a huge graph on a sheet of paper, you'll begin to find out, you know, what fits and what doesn't fit. So you need to make sure that information you need is on every page, and you have ways to get back to the original home page, the original page of your website, anytime they want to. Because sometimes people say, oh, this is too much. I want to start all over again. So you've got to somewhere have a click back to so you can do that. And you also need to know your metrics. What I mean by that is you need to use some sort of traffic tracking tool. Without these tools, you're just going to kind of shoot for nothing. There's many, many tools that you can get through Google, free, that'll tell you how many times they go to a page in your website, page 3, page 7, page 9, how long they stay on it, the length of time, 1 second, 5 seconds, 8 seconds. So it'll begin to help you realize they're leaving that page in just an instant, so that page isn't important. You need to change or update it. Or there may be one on there too long, and it might be confusing them and making things difficult for you. So there's a lot to do with websites, which we'll talk more over the subsequent programs, but just some things to, once you begin a website, lay it all out, get an idea of what's on every single page and make sure it fits and is easy for you to figure out, so it's going to be even easy for the person that's visiting to check it out. Talk a little bit about the web copy. Does your heading grab the readers? Does it grab their attention? Does it compel them to read further? It's important that the heading at the top of the page makes them want to look more, or your graphic at the top of the page. Is it essential that your headlines will do that, will want you people to look at it more? Web surfers generally move about on the Internet very quickly, from one page to another. Research says that you have a matter of seconds to catch your website readers. So they're going to move on. So your headline is important. Does it grab them or not? A good idea is to, you can hire people that will write headlines. Now, it sounds very simple. I can write a headline. Well, it's not that easy if you sit down and try it. Something that's going to catch people's attention and make them want to stay. You know, the headlines of newspapers, there's people that just sit and create headlines for the newspaper. 2-3 words to say something very cleverly, very different, very unusual so that it gets their attention. Do the first few paragraphs of your sales copy reinforce the headline and convince others to, convince the readers to continue reading? You can do this by relating to your reader and telling them that you know how they feel about something, that it's all right for them to question things. You've got to kind of convince them they have a problem. They want your product because they have a need. Why are they going to buy this? Well, they're going to buy this because of this reason. So you need to look at this copy. You can hire somebody to do it, but you can do it yourself if you would go to different websites and start looking at different things and seeing the headlines, seeing the what grabs them. Does your sales copy sell the features or the benefits of your product or service? You just can't tell them you're selling it. You have to tell them why it's better than everyone else, why they want to buy it. For example, does your site try to convince your readers that your vitamin C product is the best? Or does it try to convince your readers that your vitamin C product will give them the most health benefits? You want to do something that will be a benefit and help them, and that's what's going to help them want to purchase your vitamin C as opposed to somebody else's. Does your sales copy clearly and compellingly tell your customers what action they should take after they read your website? Usually, the desired action will be to buy the product. You must make sure that you tell them more than once what they're supposed to do. Maybe two, three, four times, buy this, sell this, or maybe it's just kind of plug into the thing to ask and get more information. So you need to just do whatever you want to do and get them to buy into your product. Your prospects will only buy if they feel comfortable in doing so. There are several things you can do to make them feel more comfortable about buying your product from them, such as displaying your picture, displaying your contact data, a membership with Better Business Bureau, a guarantee, a secure server logo, whatever it happens to be, something that they feel secure with you. And we can dig into this deeper, but also the color of your headline is very important. The attraction of it. Red is a very bright color that attracts attention. But too much red is going to cause them to fear. It's also a fear color, so you want to use that with caution. Blue is a good color. It's a more relaxing, calming type color. So when you get into the idea of why people would like your product, you might want to go to more blues in the text area. It all depends on your website and what you're selling and those types of things. Some things about traffic. You need traffic. If you don't have traffic, you're not going to get anyone to purchase your products because they're not going to know about it. If you have an existing website and a domain, just optimize the one that you currently have instead of purchasing a new domain. It'll take some time to get your website to show up in a search engine. Once you put your domain out there, it just sits there for a while. It's not going to pop up the next day, so don't look at it for 24 hours expected to be listed somewhere. It's going to take sometimes weeks, sometimes a month or more to really become active within the search engines. Wow. Make sure that your target market will get hooked on your website. Once the search engines show your link on the website, their job is done. They've sent people to your website. Now you have to take over. When hitting a particular target market, learn about their interests, location, and age, and have an idea what you can offer them in return. In other words, once you get that person there, you've got to hold them. Remember, you've got 2 seconds, maybe 3 seconds to grab them, a graphic, a picture, a color, a statement, a question, something that'll keep them to look, oh, I want to scan a little bit more, I want to see a little more, I want to look at the product, or, gee, that looks like a real nice product because you have a good picture on it. You can get you can go and take a picture with your camera and just throw it on there, or you can really take time to get a nice background, a nice tone to it. And all those things will help people stay on your website a little bit longer, and that's what you want. You should be creative and persistent and flexible when looking for your keywords or keyword phrases in optimizing your website. Google, Yahoo, and all the others, they offer tools and tips on how to come up with good keywords. You can go to the free ones, or you can purchase programs and internet sites that will give you keywords for your product. And sometimes keywords are the most important thing because they get people to your site. And if you take, let's say you're going to sell bottled water. If you put in bottled water as your search engine keywords, you're going to be with many, many others. But you want to refine that bottled water way down the list and find out different words that you could use for that that the search engines will pick up. Each design itself would include the general theme of the website. You should also pay attention to the similar details, such as color and font styles, as we said, that are consistent with page after page. Don't jump from one design on one page to a different design, another page to a different design. You want them to feel like it's seamless, like when they go from page to page, they're not really going from page to page. They're pretty much just in the same spot at all times. It's a good thing to have an option to send a link or an article to a friend, which will add more users. Because sometimes you can do a reply button on email, but when you're on a website, how do you send that to somebody else? You say, oh, I know, they're looking for that item. But how do you send it to them? Well, you can put a link on your website that'll be a button that will say, send this to a friend. And so you click on that, you enter the address of your friend, the email address, and it'll send that link to them. And that is another way of advertising. Not a big way, but it's a little thing like that that pluses things. Because oftentimes somebody will read something and say, I don't need that, but I know somebody that really does, and so I'll send it to them. And they're not usually going to go back and remember to go to a website and try to remember the website and go to an email and send that to them. It's just not going to happen. But that direct link on your page that sends it to a friend is a little item, but it's a very important item. Search engines love blogs, as I've said that the last 3 weeks. We've talked about that. It's a constant way of having your website updated, your link updated. The more blogs information you have, the more times you'll be updated. Some people put out 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 blogs out there under different names, with their product, an advertisement about their product on, or a statement or a quotation about their product. And what that does is that kind of sends information back to the web search engine that tells them that, you know, this is a great site. Well, that's about all for today. Thanks to our engineer, Randy Meyer. Thanks to TalkZone.com. But especially to you, our supportive listeners. We appreciate you. Until next time, this is Milo saying, so long, everybody.